Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with ONB Administrator of E-Government and Information Technology, Karen Evans. Also joining us in our conversation is Sean Dagg. Karen, what are the future plans for the lines of business, and how do you envision this initiative 5 to 10 years from now?
Well, we're going to continue working on the lines of business activities. I feel have only scratched the surface of the analysis that we could do and the common solutions that we could come up with for the government as a whole. When you ask me 5 to 10 years from now, what would I see? I really would see that the federal government truly is acting as a single enterprise and that you will see common services across the board, just like you do in a corporation for human resources, for financial management, for those types of activities. And I think it's a very exciting time to be in the government right now because we're in the process of implementing those.
Karen, you touched on this a little bit earlier, but in what ways is ONB encouraging agencies to continue the sharing of information so that agencies can learn and benefit from both the positive and negative experiences?
Well, we have the CIO Council, which is there as a forum for to give ONB a government-wide perspective, but also to allow the agencies to have a forum where they can exchange information, issues, best practices. In particular, we do have a best practices committee that takes up issues across the board, and what they do is they go and they find the best way that we can handle certain things. They handle workshops. They put those on outside of our regular meetings, which really does help facilitate a dialogue going forward. We also, on the individual initiatives themselves, the 24 initiatives, we have a program managers meeting. And what that does is that gives them the ability to share like experiences, challenges that they may face, and be able to learn from one another across the board about how best to do certain things. And then, of course, we're always asked to speak and at the agencies as well as publicly so that we can make sure that private industry knows how they should be pursuing and working with the individual agencies and the government as a whole.
So what are some of the initial lessons learned in the government-wide analysis of the line of business that you'd like to highlight?
Well, I think it's really important that agencies, and I think agencies have picked up on this, is that their participation is vital. This is their opportunity to say how they think the solution should be, versus the traditional ONB is going to say it's a certain way, because they really have to implement this. And so we really want to make sure that they're participating and that they've bought into a solution that's going to do what they need for it to do. And the other key piece is making sure that the industry is aware that we're using the procurement policies and procedures that are in place and that their participation comes through what we call the request for information phase of this process, and that they actively participate in the industry days that we have set up so that they can get all their questions answered, and then they can tell us through this process the way that they think we should be addressing this situation.
Okay, and picking on a couple of specific areas, what advice can you give government executives who will be implementing government-wide financial management and human resource systems?
Well, we talked about this earlier, and that really is having a clear definition of success that then leads to your ability to be able to clearly articulate what service level agreements you're willing to live with and being able to define what those performance targets are going to be. And again, I really want to talk about the competition piece because I really believe the competition is going to drive the innovation for the solutions that we need to have.
Karen, you told us a wonderful story earlier going back 20 years and the influence that your father's had on your start here in government. But what advice could you give a person who's interested in starting a career in public service?
I think that coming into the federal government is a wonderful opportunity for anybody new coming out of college. All our opportunities now are posted on USA Jobs, but you really have an opportunity to come in, do a service, work in a broad series of issues, be able to influence policy and then turn around and see what the direct effects are in your hometown. I mean, every day when I do certain things, I get to see and I get to think of the difference that I'm making for the nation and for my kids and for my grandkids, that I'm improving services for the future. If you ever wanted to make a difference, I think public service is really the place to be. That doesn't mean the private sector is not a good place, so don't get me wrong. I just think that public service and the ability to affect the future and the services that the government provides for your family, when you just look at it from your family's perspective, that it really is an exciting service that you can do.
Karen, that's great. We've unfortunately reached the end of our time, and that'll have to be our last question. I do want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule today, but more importantly, Sean and I would like to thank you for your dedication to the public and our country in the various roles you've held at OMB and in the fields of accounting and technology.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be here, and if you want to keep up on everything that we're doing in my office, all this information is located on egov.gov.
Great. Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Administrator of E-Government and Information Technology, Karen Evans, of the Office of Management and Budget. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please do take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.